said, it could be a state private road, or it could be a public road. It has to be built to our specs if you do it. For one year, but I have to, when they're building it, I have to look at it and spec it, make sure they're doing it right. Well, he got the specs and stuff. It's just a plan. That's what I'm.
Okay, good morning, everyone. It's a little after nine, and we will go ahead and get started. If you will, stand with me, and we'll say our pledge and have our invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Bob, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us today as we discuss business. We ask that everything that we do be to your glory and according to your will. This is my way, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, item number one, public comments and requests for information on non-agenda items. Do we have anybody that's made a request or that would like to address the court? All right, item number two, consider and possibly approve minutes from October 11th, our regular meeting of Commissioners Court.
I've reviewed those minutes, amended them accordingly, and move that they be approved.
Were there any mistakes?
Just a T90.
Oh!
T90.
Okay.
She did an excellent job, continues to do an excellent job.
Okay. Got a motion by Commissioner Boggs that we approve last meeting from the 11th. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of approval say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Item number three, a status report on the Titus County pass-through project for our loops. Loop. Good morning, Ms. Terabarelli.
Good morning, Judge.
How are you?
Commissioners? Fine. I'm glad I came in last night, not this morning and all this fine.
Really?
I wanted to give a quick update as to the progress of the three projects.
Pull that mic down just a wee bit.
How's that?
That'll be better. Can y'all hear? I want to make sure you all can hear. Okay.
I'll talk louder. Give a status report on the three projects. As all of you know, we have spent the bulk of this last month dealing with the advertising and letting of the 271 construction project, which it's a great milestone to get to that spot. It's been a long time coming. But in the meantime, there have been a few other items that have gone on. Right-of-way acquisition for the FM-1000 project is still ongoing, moving forward very well, probably a little quicker than the progress on the other two projects. And the current schedule, of course, you never exactly know, but the current schedule shows that we would have all right-of-way in hand on FM-1000 in order to let the 1000 roadway contract sometime late March, early April. So that's moving forward very well. The design of that project is complete, just waiting for any final modifications due to input from the various property owners out there and final review by TxDOT. The FM-2348 project, the bid package is being put together this week, and it will be forwarded to TxDOT for final approval and release for advertising. I expect that we will have that back in our hands sometime in the next 3 to 4 weeks. It should be delivered tomorrow to TxDOT. So we'll have that back in our hands in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And probably on the next commissioner's court, we will put an item on to get the authority to advertise that project as soon as that package comes back from TxDOT.
Am I to assume that the 2348 portion of the design plans have been approved by the district and the state and the federal?
It has gone through. That's why we're submitting one final time. This is the final submittal and release for advertising. So it's their one final chance. They have all seen it. And we have made corrections that they have sent back. But then this will be their final chance to look through not only the plan set, but also the bid package that will be submitted out. And so we don't have formal approval. That's what the final approval is all about. So as soon as we have that back, which I expect that mid, no later than late November, then we will advertise that project. Then we get to 271, which is, I think just about everybody was here the other day when we accepted bids, but on October the 20th, the county accepted bids for the 271 construction project. We received a total of 13 bids. The lowest and most responsive bidder was Williams Brothers Construction Company out of Houston, with a total bid of $72,825,618.51. You know, all in all, the bids were very competitive. We provided a bid tab analysis report to each member of the court. If you look through that, there was a 13% deviation from, there were, of the 13 bids, 11 were grouped very tightly. Two were sort of high, sort of an anomaly. Of the 11 that were grouped tightly, there was only a 13% deviation from low to high of that. And the lowest bid came in 7% below the engineer's estimate. So we have gone through their entire package. They are responsive. So under the competitive bid laws, they're the ones that I'm recommending that you award the contract to. We have sent the bid tab analysis and a concurrence letter to TxDOT, to Mr. Radcliffe at the Atlanta District for his concurrence, for TxDOT's concurrence. Under the pass-through rules, Titus County can go ahead and award this contract, and concurrence can come at a later date. I think when we've done the last two, the clearing contracts, we've probably received concurrence within a three-week period. So I would recommend that you would accept the bid and an award to Williams Brothers. That starts a clock ticking. That gives the company 30 days in which to put up all required bonding with Titus County. Once that comes in, then we will schedule a pre-construction meeting with Williams Brothers, talk about their view of the project, how they intend to progress, schedule, select a date that's mutually beneficial to both parties for the time charges to start, and then issue a notice to proceed. And hopefully we'll be back here doing it on 2348 next month. The bids on 2348 will be a little different. It's a different type of project. I think we had virtually, with the exception of maybe two companies, virtually every big company in the state bidding the 271 project. So it was a very healthy group of bidders. Good thing about it, they're all financially stable. That Williams Brothers is particularly a stable company. They do projects in the hundreds of millions for the state and for the various transportation providers throughout the state, whether that's the Toll Road Authority or various counties. So I feel very comfortable with their ability to finish the job, which is, in this economic climate, has been one of our concerns, that we would get someone who would bid too low and then have problem finishing the project for the amount that they bid. But I think this was when you look at it grouped around the engineer's estimates, very, very strong bid and a good group to work with. So we've had some preliminary conversations with them. I don't know that they have selected a project manager yet, but I know several members of the court asked to meet with them once a project manager was named, and to get some contact information to be able to hand that out to various businesses in the community because they will need services as they're here for the next 26 months. So.
Would it be your guess that they will also be hiring local local workers, local subcontractors to complete their jobs?
I think you'll see a combination of the two. They will bring some crews with them for, they are a very strong structures company. That's what they're known for. It's their expertise. They partnered with someone who's a very strong dirt operation. But I think you will see, so they'll bring some of those crews in, but I also think you'll see some hiring at the local level. We do not yet have a list of all the subcontractors that they have already pulled into their team. We'll get that when we have the pre-construction meeting. They're required to hand us that at that time, along with any, there's a DBE commitment on this project for disadvantaged business enterprise, because Titus County adopted the state's program, and so that's the other thing that we'll be looking at, who their DBEs are and making sure they meet their DBE commitment, because that directly relates to federal funding.
What was that date when pre-construction?
We don't have it scheduled yet. We have to wait until they put their bonds up. You know, and it's hard to say. They could take the full 30 days to do it. They could put them up much quicker. We'll just have to wait and see. As soon as they do that, then we'll schedule that meeting.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I just talking with some of the different companies and stuff, they were looking at hiring like operators and people like this. Also, people had trucks from this county, so Hamden County.
Right.
Because they have such a massive amount of dirt that's got to be moved.
Yes, they do. Like I said, it's usually a pretty healthy balance of the two, you know, of the people, the core group that they believe it's worth their while and advantageous for them to bring in and house for that 26 month versus balancing out the money with bringing in local people to meet their budget.
I noticed that on the 271 leg of the project, there were no local companies. Of course, it was a big, big job.
Yes, sir.
On 2348,000, you would suspect that there would be local bidding as well, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. I would. That's why I said, well, it would be a totally different group of bidders, in my opinion, that will go after the 2348 and the 1,000 than a contractor like Williams Brothers or one of the other contractors. And I think what you'll see when we see, if you could actually see all the team components of the various people who did submit bids last week, there was a lot of local presence. It was under a subcontract versus a prime contractor. You know, the bonding capacity makes a big difference, and most of the local contractors would not have the bonding capacity to bond a $72 million project. But I think the other two projects, which are obviously much less, you'll easily see a local component go after those projects.
Well, I know this is 7% under what we first estimated, and that's good. That's always good. Judge, getting recommendation, I make that motion that we accept this deal. William Brothers.
Second.
All right, well, we've moved on then to item number 4. Was there any further questions or comments about her status report? If not, then I'm going to go ahead and recognize Commissioner Field's motion that we approve and accept the contract by Williams Brothers. I have a second by Commissioner Hockaday. All those in favor of the approval and acceptance of the contract with Williams Brothers, say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate it. All right, related to the 271 Loop project, we've taken up three spots here with a relatively minor matter. Items number 5, 6, and 7 all relate together, but let's take those one at a time. And Mike, since this is in your area, why don't you just briefly make a comment on item number 5, which is to consider and accept a petition to close abandon and vacate public roadway 2042.
Okay, because this is, we're just petitioning the court to close that road. And at that time, I might get into the motion. It's a standard procedure that we have to go through. So,
this is a permanent closure, not a temporary closure. All right. All right.
Second.
Second motion by Commissioner Field, second by Commissioner Hockaday. All those in favor of the motion here to close, abandon, and vacate County Road 2042, made necessary by the 271 loop construction, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, and there are none. Item number six, along with this, consider and approve an order closing, abandoning, and vacating a portion of 2042 to facilitate realignment made necessary by the 271 project.
Okay, here again, Judge, this is the procedure you go through, and this is an order to close. And I make that motion.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Hockaday, that we accept, that we can approve this order closing 2042. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and there are none. And lastly, item number seven, consider and accept a donation of land necessary for the relocation of this portion of 2042, the same road, again, made necessary by the 271 project.
Judge, I make that motion. This is land that will be donated to the location of the this donation was made by Mr. Bill Freeman, so I make that motion that we accept that land.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Hockaday to accept this donation of a small amount of land for the relocation of 2042. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. Item number eight, consider and approve an agreement with PTP, Pate Transportation Partners Transportation LLC, to provide construction management services for the Titus County Pass-Through Program. I'm going to ask Commissioner Boggs, who served on that committee, first of all, if you'll again remind us the extent of your committee and who all served on that. It was not just you as our representative, but you had several talented folks on that committee.
Well, let me back up just a minute and take this opportunity to kind of give a background to this whole process. Construction management services for the pass-through program was in the original contract. Since this project is not so much a county project or a city project, this is a state and federal project for our city. The county is participating mainly as the financier of this project. It came to us from Austin that the contract the construction management contract that was in the original contract was to be not bid, but it was to be put out for most qualified company, which is a standard process that TxDOT goes through. We got off to a stumbling start because it was right at the end of Judge Russell's term, and we were rushing things a little bit to get, you know, to get it done, and we skipped a step. And TxDOT caught us and said, no, let's back up and let's do it again. So what we did, and if you'll remember, we appointed a committee of myself, Mike Fields, Mike Ahrens, Daryl Grubbs, Jerry Boatner, and Kerry Wooten was also on that as our legal representative. And we went through an arduous process of going out for statements of qualifications from many, many companies. And we went through those, and we chose three to go to interview. One was Lochner out of Longview, one of them was Pate out of Houston, Pate Transportation Partners, and Robert Kistner out of Dallas. We went through a very formal and extensive interview process to determine the most qualified firm. We went through votes as a committee, and we came up with Pate Transportation Partners as the most qualified company. We then began a process of negotiating a contract, and This whole process began in December of last year, and it eventually wound up in August. We have negotiated a contract with Pate Transportation Partners, and I make a motion that we approve the agreement that has been formed between Titus County and Pate Transportation Partners for the management of the Loop project, the entire project.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Boggs, a second by Commissioner Hockaday, and again, this is for the approval of the construction management element of our 271 project, and the company selected is Pate Transportation Partners. All those in favor of approval of this contract with Pate, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and there are none. All right, thank you very much. All right, moving past our Loop project on to other miscellaneous items. Item number 9, consider and possibly approve a plat for Sandland Ranch, Joseph Reed Survey, A-461, Titus County, Texas, County Road 2720. What can you tell us about this?
Judge, this is in my precinct. It's in the Monticello area. And I talked with these people who went over these specs, and right now I think we're just asking for the plat to different parcels that they're going to be selling.
Is this, where is this in relationship to what I know as the Sandland Farm, where they've had cookouts out there on the lake?
This is completely, this would be in the Monticello area where the peninsula is.
Well, this is the peninsula's project, right? Mm-hmm. Probably the two projects there. So it really has no correlation to what I call the Sandland Farm.
Not that I know.
This is about a 8-10 acre project, something
yes.
like that?
Yes. It used to be the Green Scott property. He bought it through the heirs. This is the development in which I was going to have.
About 7 different lots there, it looks like.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a motion by Commissioner Fields that we approve this plat for Sandland Ranch, second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and there are none. All right, item number 10, consider and possibly approve a resolution consenting to the sale of a delinquent tax property at 316 Magnolia. This is a relatively minor issue, a small piece of property that did not meet minimum bid or did not meet the amount that was owed on it for taxes. And so when that occurs, we provide our approval along with the other taxing entities to allow that sale to occur. And so I would ask for your approval here to consent to go ahead and sell this property that did not meet, again, the full amount of taxes that were owed against it, 316 Magnolia.
Move to approve. Resolution.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, and I'll make a second. All those in favor of the sale of this piece of tax property at 316 Magnolia, please say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. All right, item number 11, consider and possibly approve proposal for a DVD player system and flat screen TV for our district court to be paid for from the Indigent Defense Fund. Mr. Lindsay.
While working with the district judges on their camera system, they approached me about the possibility of coming up with a DVD video playing system with a flat screen TV, similar to the one at the Justice Center. Matter of fact, they even came down while we were having one of our jury trials there and saw how the system worked. It's a good system. Almost all cases this day and time have some sort of need for a DVD player or the ability to hook your computer up and play the DVD. I have gotten bids from local merchants for a 55-inch TV that'll fit the bill for what we need over there. Dennis Newman has bid for a wall mount, the electrical cables that need to be run for the system, as well as the installation of the electricity to bring it to the point where we want to hang it at over there. Altogether, the total cost of the system would be around $2,200. I went to talk to the judges, talked to Judge Lee, and there's some monies that was provided by the State Incident Defense Fund of around $17,000. I contacted the people down in Austin that provided that fund, and they indicated that would be a good use for the fund. And Ms. Connor is the one that that gave it to us, or that told me that. It's going to be a pretty good system. I've talked it over with both judges there and the district attorney, and they both agree of where it's going to go and how it's going to be mounted. They believe it'll be really enhanced prosecution or enhanced defense, depends on who's got the video that needs to be played to the jury. And anyway, I've worked that up. That's where I'm at on it right now. Hess Furniture is the one that gave me the lowest bid of around $1,100 is what that's going to cost for the DVD. For the TV. And so I would ask y'all to get this for the district judges. We've identified the funding for it, and so it's there, and hopefully we'll be able to get that. I did want to mention one other thing. Your camera system is operational now in all three places. Each courtroom has a camera now that is working. There's a couple of more issues I got to work out with Cabro and Dennis Newman. He's been talking to him. And basically that has to do with the security of the system as to who has access to it and who doesn't. It's going to be accessible. It can actually be, let me say this. We're going to work with Cabro and talk about access to that system. And whatever they agree to is what we'll ultimately end up doing. And we may need to bring that back to y'all and talk to you about it. Dennis has got a little more training to do with the people that will have access to it. I've been trained on it, and it is a good system. It covers all the entrances, the entrance into the courtroom, the entrance into the county clerk's office. You could even pull this video up of me right now if you didn't want to hear exactly what I said, or see exactly what I said. I'm sorry, not here. The only other thing with Dennis is I want him to provide me with a maintenance contract that can be paid for out of that security fund on a regular basis. He'll come, check the cameras, make sure the focuses are there. Naturally, if we observe one of them to go out, we can call Dennis and get him over here right away to do that. But that system is operational. Just a few more things we got to work out on it. But anyway, that's all I really have, Judge.
Oh, what about the access to all this? Dennis told me something about probably we didn't need several people having access to go in and check those things. Is that something y'all worked out, or is that something?
Well, my suggestion is that we have you get the constables access to the Justice Center, you give the bailiff access to the annex, and I or could have access to it here at the courtroom. Cabro is going to probably have some things to say about whether or not they want everybody to have it. Originally, I thought maybe the elected officials would be a good idea for them to be able to monitor it if they wanted to. I know I've had a couple of requests from employees that asked me to go to look for something that occurred during a certain period of time. And really that has to come from the elected official from that office, whoever they work for. And that would be my suggestion. The only other person that I would suggest that we have access to it is the sheriff. In cases in the past that I've seen, there's really no reason for the rangers to come over here and have to talk to me to access it. They could probably go directly to Tim and just handle that whole thing over there, and it all be done out of office here, and naturally he's in charge of criminal investigations here in the county, so I think that'd be an ideal place to place it.
Well, certainly, I could need everybody going in and having access to it to check on whatever, so if we need to come back to court and make that right.
Let me talk to Cabro about it, Their concern, as I understand it from talking to Dennis, and I haven't talked to Cabro about it, is they want to make sure that there's not that many computers that can access that system. And it's not for the security of the cameras, it's the security of our county system. And that's the
computer
issue
system,
with them.
Not the video surveillance system.
I mean, from what I understand from Dennis, if you know how to do it, you could access that from your house. if you wanted to see what was going on at the courthouse. Let me talk to Cabral about it a little bit more, and when we come to some sort of an agreement on what they believe, then I would need to bring that back to y'all, I really believe.
Sounds good.
That system requires a specialized software set to be installed on a computer.
Right.
Let's say that I wanted to monitor it from my home. It has that ability, but I would have to install specific software. I personally don't want that extra burden at home or at the office. If I need to see what's on that video, I'll be glad to ask, you know, the sheriff or a constable or whoever, hey, let's take a look at this. You know, this is for security purposes. It's not for, you know, eavesdropping purposes.
Right. So, access to that feed is also double password protected.
I don't know about that.
But, it is.
Okay.
You know, I've got one.
Unlike the old system that had to be monitored from a closed door room here in the courthouse, which nobody ever looked at it, and hence we didn't know when a camera was out, or in our case, cameras were out. This can be monitored from an off-site location via the internet so that we'll have a constant set of eyes that's at least making sure all the cameras are working. And then if and when that information is necessary, then we'll have a set of eyes that are trained to review that tape and go back to specific dates and time for that information.
Right.
And so anyway, I'm glad about that. As far as this item here, I had one question. Does this include the DVD player that actually you could play the DVD, or are we assuming everyone will plug in a computer to this TV monitor?
It's going to be set up exactly as it is at the Justice Center. You'll bring your laptop with you to play it. Or
okay.
We'll get a laptop in there to play it.
Okay.
It doesn't include a DVD player per se. There is one over there that we might could utilize if that's what they want to do. But for the most part, I've never seen the Justice Center run one other than off a laptop that somebody brings in, either the defense attorney or the prosecutor.
Right.
It's 2,200 total.
That includes about half of that's the actual TV, and the rest of it is getting the electrical power and about a $300 wall mount
and
the cables necessary over there. And this is something, I think we've used it in every single jury trial that we've had in the Justice Center. It's proved to be a very nice tool that John Mark has utilized extensively, and I would imagine that we'll see that trend extend over into the district court as well, and that enables viewing from the jury box or by the judge or, of course, anyone in the audience as well. Money well spent, I believe. And any other questions? All right. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday for approval, and second by Commissioner Hinton, that we approve this flat screen TV for the district court, again to be paid for out of the indigent defense fund. And that indigent defense fund monies are limited to only certain expenditures. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. Thank you. Item number 12, consider and possibly approve 2012 Titus County holidays. Do you all have a copy of that? I think I put one on the table over there if you all would like to see one. Anybody in the audience, I think we had some over here at the table, wish to see these.
Where would they be?
Everybody had copies down there. I individually polled the commissioners on these, and they made their adjustments as they chose. So this is the net result based on the input that you gave to me. As I recall this, in comparison to last year, this eliminated Columbus Day and Texas Independence Days for a net loss of 2 days.
Move to approve the holiday.
And a motion by Commissioner Boggs. I'll make a second. We approve these 2012 holidays. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And there are none. All right, item number 13, consider and possibly approve travel and seminars for our employees and elected officials. I believe I have two here. First is from Sheriff Ingram, and he requests to send the following deputies, Michael Kirkwood and Craig Brown, to an intoxilizer course. This will train these gentlemen on how to use an intoxilizer device for determining sobriety or lack thereof. This is going to be November 28th in Frisco, and this is, gosh, it's a several-day course, it looks like. 4 day, 5 days, at the whole week. We've got registration fees of $225 each, 4-night stay in one room, and per diems for 5 days at $40 each. Looks like a total of $1,210 plus fuel. Who all attends this course, and how, is this a refresher, or is this a first-timer's course, or? Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. Okay. We'd be fully reimbursed on this one, except for fuel. Okay. All right. And so primarily it's the DPS who is trained on this device, and so you're providing for somebody else to know how to run these machines at times when DPS might not be on duty. Is that the idea? Okay. All right. That's item one. Item number two is a request from Deborah Abston to attend the V.G. Young Institute for County and District Clerks. She's requesting a check in the amount of $155 made to Texas AgriLife Extension Service for this registration fee. This will be January 10th through 12th of 2012, so I'm assuming that we'll see the travel needs come at a later time. This request for the time being is just for the registration fee of $155. That's all I have. Motion by Commissioner Hinton that we approve these requests for travel and seminars. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 14, approve oral and written reports of our officials.
Accept oral and written reports.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of the approval of our written reports say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Item number 15, consider and possibly approve our treasurer's report. Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of the approval of our treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. All right, budget amendments. Carl, do we have any? No budget amendments at this time. Item number 17, signed pay orders, approve payments.
Make motion to pay bills.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Hockaday, that we sign pay orders, pay our bills. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Closing comments. Anyone have something to they'd like to talk about? Start on my right.
I'm good.
Commissioner Fields?
I may not be good, but I don't have anything
okay.
to say.
Okay, that's why I understood.
Judge, I've got about 3 minutes I'd like to bring up and talk about. And first item I'd like to talk about is the TxDOT, Arts Bus Schools, and these type of things that y'all are doing, Commissioner Hinton, too. And I'm not that. There's traffic sometimes backed up a half a mile out there in front of that school. It presents a very, very dangerous situation. And I know Philip is happy. We're all happy that this is going to be done. And we appreciate the state having some money left over to kind of help us with this project. Also, on the 11 over here, I think they're going to put in a permanent lane over there and then out here. Old top road behind the junior high and the high school. One thing, Mr. Hockaday has worked very hard. When we look at this, I know Chapel Hill School and the college have been wanting to widen this road, and that was one of the projects we were hoping to get funded, but it did not. And this is where you see people, you represent them, you can talk to people, let them know that's an important something that we would like to have accomplished, and if we put shoulders, make the road much, much safer. But this is work that continues. I know both these projects, which we talked about in 2003, put money back to get this accomplished in 2004, and it was accomplished. A great accomplishment by the people involved. And I wanted to mention that because I know it's so important. Anytime you have children involved, especially trying to get into a school and out of a school, it can be a bad situation. Hopefully, it's not to 2013 that it's going to be completed, but at least the process is moving forward, and that's great. I know we're all working toward what Commissioner Hockaday's goal is to get that road widened out there, make it much safer going to Chapel Hill School and to the college. Eventually, you will see that goal accomplished. Another thing I wanted to mention was Commissioner Don Boggs. Last year, about a year ago, we created this committee recommend a construction manager for Titus County. There's quite a few people involved in this. We've probably spent several hundred hours in this process. I know Commissioner Boggs and Mr. Grubbs, Darrell Grubbs, Water District, he probably spent thousands of hours involved in this thing. You just don't realize what all you have everybody that's involved in this thing.
Mike, let me say this. I appreciate being recognized, and certainly everyone that served with me deserves those kind of accolades. The thing that I think people ought to know is that, yes, it took a while to do this. And it took a while because we had to go by the guidelines that were set up by the federal government and by the state government. And I heard comments, well, you know, the clock is running and you're creating, it's costing us interest on our bonds. And, you know, it's just a waste of money. Well, you got to look at the fact that they're funding this 100 and, what's the total project? $142 million. And to be concerned about a little interest when actually it jeopardized the entire funding of the project, I think is a little short-sighted. So we did it as fast as we could, and certainly Darrell Grubbs worked at night in order to create the templates that we had to have for our estimate of what the job was going to cost for construction management, in order that we might go into the negotiation session with prepared for prepared to negotiate. So I appreciate the being noticed.
Well, I just appreciate it, but Don was the chairperson of that committee, and a lot of time was spent there. But I want to thank everybody that's involved with that. That we got the best company that we could be in. We appreciate y'all. One other thing I want to mention, this is another plus, is aluminum. Thursday, October 27th, we'll be closing County Road 2500. The reason we're closing this road is to walk a drag line across that county road where they can mine for another 30 months, which is another 2.5 years. The mining operation will continue to go on in the South Mine area. And it will be closed. We're putting 3 days down. We think we can get it across that property too. Everybody's been contacted, the fire department, the sheriff's department, the ambulance service, the hospital, the mail people. Everybody we think we got covered. But we're going to request that Lou and Lou put something in favor about that. I'll give you this. Take with you. But again, this is going to extend the life of the mining area in the South Mine area about 2.5. That's good, and we will be closing that county road 2500 for, we're going to stay 3 days, and we think we'll get it across and hold it back up before then, but to be on the safe side, we're going to stay 3 days. And that's all I have at this time, but I think that's good. Anytime you can extend the life of the mining area, that's got to be a plus. Get turning lanes and scoot, great thing.
Today.
I just like to say this is a good day. We signed this contract. It's been a long time coming. I'm happy for everybody that's signed.
Yes, and I too am glad to have this contract awarded and look forward to starting to see some activity, and I bet we'll see a lot of activity starting about the first of the year. A lot of people coming to town, shopping with us, eating in our restaurants, staying in our hotels, renting houses. We need a shot in the arm, and I believe this is going to come at a good time for us when we need it now, as much as we've needed it in a long time. A reminder that Friday we will have our rather lengthy session. It will be a closed session with our consultant on health insurance. We will follow that up with a proposal from our current provider, Health First. While it's all fresh on our mind, we can listen to both presentations. And it's my understanding, I was telling Commissioner Fields earlier today, that the company that we have chosen, Rents and Benefits, to provide consulting services, has been asked to sit down with Health First and start some discussions in an effort to try to help both sides help one another to identify areas that will not only be beneficial to us but beneficial to other Health First clients. So I expect a lot of good conversation to come out of that. Our second bail bond board meeting will occur Thursday the 3rd for anybody who's interested in attending those. I anticipate we'll have an attorney selected to represent our local attorneys on that board, and we will begin and have already begun the application approval process for those local bondsmen. And I believe that's all I have. I will, when you're watching the game tonight, look for me right behind the Rangers bench, because I'll be there tonight. Not because anything special I did, but I just fell into an opportunity and I'm going to take it. All right, anything else?
You're going to be sitting there with Bush and
nope. Real close. Probably not that close, though. All right, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Motion by Commissioners Hockaday and second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
I assume all the seats are filled that you have around you?
You know,
you don't have any extra tickets.
I'm assuming it's standing room only. I don't know. This is the first time I've ever sat in the Garrity Bank seats. I really don't even know where they are.
Those are the ones at hand.
Hey, me too.
Those are the ones at hand has.
Yeah, they're the only bank seats that I
have. Yeah, they're really nice seats. They're not exactly right behind the dugout, but they're close enough.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.